Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
This is Derek A. Stryker, Chief Legal Counsel for the Montana Family Foundation, filling in for Jeff Laslotti. The Montana legislature is set to begin transmittal break today, March 7th. Legislators from all corners of the state will head home this weekend to rest, visit their families, and hopefully avoid debate on policy issues for a few days. Don't worry, though. This only marks halftime for the 69th legislature. The House and Senate will gavel back in on Friday, March 14th. The transmittal break marks a critical deadline for bills that have not been transmitted from one chamber to another. For the unlucky bills that haven't made it, the journey is over. They are officially dead. For the past 3 days, legislators have endured marathon floor sessions debating controversial legislation late into the night, only to rise early the next day to do it all over again. The Groundhog's Day feeling will come to an end this evening, and lawmakers will be able to take stock of where things stand, regroup, and prepare for the second half of the legislative session. The Government Affairs team for the Montana Family Foundation will do the same. Our team has been on the front lines every day of the session, testifying on 48 different bills and standing firm in defense of faith, family, and religious freedom. As with every session, the spiritual battle in the Capitol is ever present. The fight for truth is not just political, it is deeply spiritual. Over the past 2 months, more than once, we have been reminded of the incredible power of prayer. On February 6th, before the floor debate on Senate Bill 136, which was a bill to eliminate consent as a defense to physician-assisted suicide, our government affairs team realized that the vote was too close to call. For this crucial pro-life legislation, we were out of earthly options to persuade or convince legislators to support the measure. We turned to the most powerful lobbyist in the Capitol, the only one who can change hearts and minds. I'm speaking, of course, about our Heavenly Father. Our prayer was simple, that the sponsor of the bill would be given the right words in his floor speech to touch the hearts and minds of his colleagues on this issue. And boy, did the good Lord deliver. If you haven't had a chance to listen to Senator Carl Glimm's opening remarks about Senate Bill 136, which he gave on February 6th of this session, I encourage you to watch it. You can witness this answer to prayer for yourself. It truly is a highlight from the first half of the session. And it's a reminder that there is power in prayer. And now more than ever, we ask you to join us in lifting up our leaders, our state, and the future of Montana. Pray for wisdom. Pray for courage. Pray that the truth will prevail in the days ahead. Thank you for standing with us in this battle. The second half of the session awaits, and we pray that God will guide our pathway forward. As a reminder, this broadcast will also break for transmittal. We will start up again after transmittal with a recap of the first half of the session and an explanation of what lies ahead. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Derek A. Stryker, reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.